Job chapter 37. Aye, my heart trembleth at this also, and leapeth up out of its place. Hear attentively the roar of his voice, and the murmur going forth from his mouth. He sendeth it forth under the whole heaven, and his lightning unto the ends of the earth. After it a voice roareth. He thundereth with the voice of his excellency, and holdeth not back the flashes when his voice is heard. God thundereth marvelously with his voice, doing great things which we do not comprehend. For he saith to the snow, Fall on earth, and to the pouring rain, even the pouring rains of his might. He sealeth up the hand of every man, that all men may know his work. And the wild beast goeth into its lair, and they remain in their dens. From the chamber of the south cometh the whirlwind, and cold from the winds of the north. By the breath of God ice is given, and the breadth of waters is straitened. Also with plentiful moisture he loadeth the thick clouds, his light dispels the cloud. And they are turned every way by his guidance, that they may do whatsoever he commandeth them upon the face of the circuit of the earth, whether he cause it to come as a rod, or for his land, or in mercy. Hearken unto this, Job, stand still and discern the wondrous works of God. Dost thou know how God hath disposed them, and how he causeth the lightning of his cloud to flash? Dost thou know about the balancings of the clouds, the wondrous works of him that is perfect in knowledge? How thy garments become warm when he quieteth the earth by the south wind? Hast thou with him spread out the sky, firm, like a molten mirror? Teach us what we shall say unto him. We cannot order our words by reason of darkness. Shall it be told him if I would speak? If a man say so, surely he shall be swallowed up. And now men see not the light as it gleameth, it is hidden in the skies. But the wind passeth by and cleareth them. From the north cometh gold, with God is terrible majesty. The Almighty, we cannot find him out. Excellent in power and in judgment, and in abundance of justice, he doth not afflict. Men do therefore fear him. He respecteth not any that are wise of heart.